Have you ever wondered why it is that a marketing strategy that worked perfectly for months or even years suddenly stopped getting results? Why it is that your content used to get tons of engagement and leads and now it barely gets noticed? Or why it is that your sales process that converted beautifully is now met with more objections, longer decision times, and more, I need to think about it. If you are experiencing this right now, I'm going to tell you, you are definitely not alone. And what is happening is that markets evolve, buyers become more sophisticated, and the strategies that worked in phase one of your market are working no more in the next level of that market. So today I'm going to explain to you exactly why it is that this is happening, how AI is actually accelerating that evolution, and most importantly, how to break through the ceiling with category-defining messaging that works regardless of your market sophistication. Because here's what I feel most experts don't get. The problem isn't that your marketing is broken. The problem is that your market has actually outgrown your marketing approach. So let me start by explaining something that most business owners don't even realize. Markets have natural evolution cycles. Every single market starts naive and becomes sophisticated over time. And as the market evolves, the messaging and marketing approaches that work basically also need to evolve. So think about the coaching industry as it was maybe 10 years ago versus what it looks like today. 10 years ago, being a life coach was kind of cool and new, right? People were impressed by your certification, and a very simple website with your bio and services and a professional photo was enough. Basic testimonials basically carried the weight, and general advice about following your passion resonated a lot with people. Today, everybody knows what a life coach is. Certifications are basically pretty common. People expect sophisticated positioning, proven frameworks, specific results. Generic advice feels kind of basic when we talk about buyers. And what changed is that the market matured. Buyers became more educated, more discerning, more skeptical. And that same evolution happens basically in every single industry. In early stage markets, buyers are basically new to the category. They need education about why they need this type of service, and simple messaging works. In growing markets, competition starts getting better or bigger. Buyers start comparing options, and differentiation becomes really important. In mature markets, buyers are much more sophisticated. They've tried different solutions. They need proof of your unique value, and generic messaging fails. And then in saturated markets, everybody basically sounds the same. Buyers are overwhelmed with choices, and only category defining positioning is able to break through. Now, most expert markets today are in the mature to kind of saturated market or phase, but most experts are still using early stage marketing approaches, and that's why your results are basically declining. So let's talk about how buyer sophistication typically evolves. Level one is basically focus on problem awareness. Buyers just discover that they have a problem, and any solution basically sounds good. It's like simple claims will work, like lose weight fast or let's help you make more money. Level two is solution awareness, where buyers know solutions exist and they kind of start comparing options. They want proof. For example, they want the proven system that helps people lose 20 pounds in 30 days. Then when we jump into level three is mechanism awareness. Buyers understand common approaches and want something different. They're skeptical of obvious claims such as the weird trick that makes weight loss effortless and easy. And then level four is where they experience sophistication fatigue. This is where buyers have tried multiple solutions. They're skeptical about everything and they want authenticity and depth, such as why everything that you've tried before has failed and the deeper issue that nobody out there is talking about. And then finally, level five is where your audience is experiencing expert discernment. Here, buyers can distinguish between real expertise and basically marketing fluff. They seek genuine innovation, such as the counterintuitive approach that reverses the root cause of the problem. So most markets today are at a four or five, but most experts are still marketing at a level one or two. And so what happens because of this is that they're trying to create problem awareness for buyers who already understand the problem. They're offering basic solutions to buyers who've tried everything. No wonder your conversion rates are dropping so much. Now, here's where this gets kind of interesting. AI is actually dramatically accelerating this evolution process. What used to take years now is happening basically in months. And the reason is that AI allows everyone to create professional looking content. So buyers are basically overwhelmed with options that sound so familiar. Buyers can research any topic instantly. They're educating themselves faster than ever before. And so after seeing hundreds of AI-generated posts about mindset blocks and limiting beliefs, they recognize and dismiss generic content basically immediately. And when everybody can create authoritative content, the bar for what constitutes real authority keeps on rising. That means that markets that may have taken 5 years to reach sophistication fatigue are getting there in months now. And most experts are not adapting their messaging or their marketing fast enough. So what I see happening with experts who don't understand this evolution is that, well, when their marketing stops working, they try to fix it by posting more content or adding more features or reducing their price points. And so therefore, your results continue to decline because they're still using these outdated approaches on sophisticated buyers who are at a different level by now. So they're blaming the algorithm, the economy, their niche being too saturated, or whatever it is, whatever Facebook did today. And either they give up completely or they start over with a new approach. But the problem was never really the algorithm or the economy. The problem was that they were using level one marketing on level four buyers. So what I want you to get is that instead of trying to be the best option on an existing category, you need to create a new category where you are essentially the obvious choice. Now, this isn't about inventing something completely new. It's about framing your expertise in a way that makes comparison kind of irrelevant. So I want to kind of talk about some of the elements that are needed to create category defining messaging. So first, instead of addressing the obvious problem, you identify the deeper hidden problem that's actually causing their symptoms. So for example, instead of like you're helping them with a weight loss, you identify the metabolic resistance syndrome caused by yo-yo dieting patterns that make traditional weight loss approaches kind of ineffective. So from there, you don't just offer a better version of existing solutions. Instead, you offer a fundamentally different approach based on your unique insight. So again, in that example, instead of better diet and exercise programs, you're offering the metabolic reset protocol that restores your body's natural weight regulation systems. And then finally, you end with authority positioning, where you basically position yourself not as another expert, but as the expert who discovered this particular issue and developed the very specific solution. So for example, you say, after working with over 200 clients who have failed at traditional weight loss, I identified the metabolic patterns that make dieting counterproductive and developed the only system that addresses this at the root cause. And this is exactly why developing your angle of mastery is so crucial in today's market. Your angle of mastery isn't just about differentiation anymore. It's about category creation. It's your unique lens through which you see problems and solutions that others basically miss entirely. It's what allows you to redefine problems, innovate solutions, and position yourself as the obvious authority. So what happens is that when you have a very clear angle of mastery, you're not competing with other experts. You're basically creating your own category. So what I want you to understand is that as markets continue to evolve and AI continues to accelerate sophistication, the experts who thrive are going to be the ones who create their own categories. They're not going to compete on who's the best coach. They'll be the only expert in metabolic resistance reversal, let's say. And category creation, I believe, is not just a nice to have anymore. It's a need to have for you to have the breakthrough that you're looking for in that sophistication ceiling. Because when everybody else is fighting to be the best in an existing category, you can be the only one in your own category. And that's where I really believe real authority, premium pricing, and sustainable business growth actually happens. So for me, the question isn't whether your market is going to become more sophisticated. My friend, it probably already has. The question is whether you're going to evolve your messaging to match that level of sophistication or get left behind trying to use yesterday's approaches on tomorrow's buyers. If you want to discover basically where your messaging stands right now on that sophistication spectrum and how to develop category defining positioning, I want you to go to fabipaolini.com/AI for your AI brand message diagnostic. You'll find the links underneath this episode as well. This diagnostic is going to analyze whether your current positioning breaks through that sophistication ceiling or is getting lost in the noise of everybody else saying basically the same thing. Make sure that you subscribe and follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And you can follow me everywhere at Fabi Paolini on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on all of the different places. And Let me know in the comments below. Have you noticed that your market is becoming more sophisticated? What old marketing approaches have stopped working for you? I'm so curious to see, and I will see you in another episode.